Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, it's just over 2 weeks until the Leaving Cert kicks off on Wednesday, the 4th of June. And we all know the things you should do for exam preparation, like getting a good sleep and planning your study schedule. But the don'ts, the things you should avoid in the run-up to the Leaving Cert, are equally as important. And we're going to talk about them today with Dan Sheedy, who is principal of the Tuition Centre. And he joins me on the line. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm great. Lovely to have you with us. And as I say, we're going into those last couple of weeks before the exams. How are students in general terms feeling around now? I mean, you'll have ones who are very organised and ready for this, and then you'll have other people who are in a flap.
Yeah, I suppose there's two general feelings there. Number one, they're bitter because the weather is so great.
That's true.
And that's a standard Leaving Cert feeling. And number two, they're all anxious. You know, I have a daughter and I have a son in junior cycle. They're all very nervous at this point, and they really, I think the overriding feeling is they just want it to be over now. Mm-hmm. You know, they've done a lot of hard work over the last months and years, so they're getting into that space of, God, I wish it was just done, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk about building resilience. I mean, this is really the test of that, isn't it?
There is, and I wouldn't be as big a knocker of the Leaving Cert as a lot of people. I think it's difficult. It's a big challenge, but we do place a lot of emphasis now on resilience programs for kids. This is almost a natural resilience program. I mean, it's difficult, but in about 4 weeks when they're through it, they look back and say, wow, you know, I had a challenge. I faced it. I came through it. And they're going to be really prepared for college exams or other challenges to face in their life in the future. So while Leaving Cert reform is obviously needed, you know, there is an element of it does build that resilience in students that, wow, it was a challenge, but I overcame that and I did it by myself.
Yeah, no harm to find the positives in it because it is really tough. But as you say, if you can get through that, you should know that you can get through just about anything. Now, you're focusing on the don'ts today. Why is that, do you feel, important or the right way to look at this?
Yeah, I suppose, as you said in your intro, like, we all know the do's for Leaving Cert and students know them. They don't need to be told that. But I suppose there are a few don'ts that are very important if there are any students listening to know. I mean, one of them certainly would be, don't place all your eggs in the basket of predictions. I mean, you'll see an awful lot online now about predictions. There's nothing wrong with predictions. I taught geography for 20 years. I always give my students some predictions, but it's very important for students to realize that these are guesses and not guarantees. Mm-hmm. So that would be the first thing. You know, sometimes if you say to a student, I think this will come up, they hear that's definitely coming up and that's all I'm going to study. And the second thing about predictions is you got to be wary of where they're coming from. You got to trust your teachers. You know, teachers have experience, they know this. And unfortunately, you know, the age we live in, there's a lot of people online who will say, oh, I know this is coming up, or I heard this is coming up. And students want to believe there is this secret out there that someone might know about the paper. And it's just not true, you know.
So I mean, nowadays,
it's okay to listen to predictions, you know, but I wouldn't put all my eggs in them, you know.
But in particular now, you are going to get predictions on social media and you'll have, you know, this nugget, as you say, somebody who swears blind that they know what's coming up. You just need to cast a critical eye over that and bear in mind that they're probably not going to be right.
They're probably not going to be right. There's probably two people in the country who know what's in each Leaving Cert paper, and they're not going to tell it to anyone. So it is, you know, kids are vulnerable at this time, and we really have to act with integrity as teachers as well in terms of, and the wider educational community. You know, they're very vulnerable. They'll believe anything if they believe it gives them a shortcut. So yes, I always give my predictions, but they always come with the caveat of, lads, these are guesses. I think they might come up, but there's no guarantee.
What about looking at last year's paper and saying, well, that was a very fair paper, so that means that this year's paper might be a bit tougher?
Well, that's a great question, because there is one little secret I can let every Leaving Cert student in the country know. There really is no such thing. They're not going to like me, but there's no such thing as a hard paper. And the reason for that is there's no setter. And I set Claire mock papers for 15 years, and I know people who set Leaving Cert papers. No setter sits down and says, oh, I'm going to get them this year. You know, they never do. They sit down, they set the paper and say, I hope I can set a really fair paper and I hope it's in line with last year's. So they never have the attitude of, oh, it was a little bit easier last year. It's actually the opposite. The key when setting a Leaving Cert paper is you want to maintain that base of what was last year. And this is probably a very interesting nugget of information, is the way the Leaving Cert is corrected is that you get your 400 scripts as a corrector and you correct your first 20. Every corrector in the country corrects their first 20. They send them back to the department and the department analyzes the results of those first 20. And if it looks like, oh God, you know, there's going to be not enough H1s, they'll change the marking scheme and they'll say to those correctors, go back and recorrect those first 20.
Yes.
And therefore, it means there's never really a hard paper.
Yeah, because I know people will hear you saying that and remember in the back of their minds, as I am now, this very tough maths paper a few years ago, and there was outrage over it. You're saying if that were to happen, don't worry about it because it'll be taken into account.
Absolutely. And again, our head of maths, actually, Owen O'Leary, was informed me because we were talking about it last week about it. And he said the key there was that students, even when you face that challenge in the paper, you know, that they kept fighting in the exam, because if you get something down on paper, when that marking scheme adjustment comes in, marks will be thrown at you. It's probably only the students who maybe panic a little bit and write nothing down. They might find it a bit challenging because you can't give marks for blank spaces.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I talk to you about that going in, looking at the paper and thinking as you look through the questions? I don't know the answer to any of these. I mean, the temptation there, the natural reaction is to panic, isn't it?
It is. And it's, you're on all the good questions this morning. I mean, one of the big things that I would always say to my students, and it's easily said, it's more difficult for the students to practice, to be fair to them, is these are state exams. So there has to be a moment in the exam where you face a challenge. And we all remember, Claire, I remember the little double heartbeat when you read a section and think, oh my God, you know, I'm not sure I can answer one of these. So what I would always say to students is, accept before the exam you're going to face a challenge. And then say to yourself, I have a choice as to how I react.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a choice. You know, in that moment, in that maths or that physics or that science or geography exam, you can say to yourself, I remember listening to that guy on the radio with Claire, and he said, I have a choice. I can choose to react well and say, right, this is a difficult part of the paper, but if it's hard for me, it's hard for everyone in the country. I'm going to fight really hard here and then move on to the next section. You know, or some people, unfortunately, might choose to react poorly and they might leave the hall and go to the bathroom and come back in a bit of a tizzy. You know, you have to really try and have that discipline in the exam, and it's not easy to say, I'm going to choose to react well to this challenge, because if it's hard for me, it's hard for everyone.
And you don't want people to set themselves a points target. Now, that's a very hard message to deliver when people are looking at a specific course and nothing else will do other than to get X number of points to get on that in September or October.
Yeah, I think that applies both on a subject basis and for the wider Leaving Cert. So again, I hear my daughter saying to me 2 weeks ago, you know, I need a H2 in this subject. And then the wider argument is, I need 560 points. Now, straight away, you know, that always worried me. I remember like students would say, I need 560. And then they get 550 and they're disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 550 is a stunning Leaving Cert. You know, I need a H2 and they get a H3. A H3 is an excellent grade. So what I would always say to students is, it's almost like a sporting analogy. Focus on the process. I'm going to do my best today. And then I'm going to do my best tomorrow. I'm going to go into the exam. I'm going to do my best. And then what will happen will be, I'll get my results and I'll get my points.
Right.
And that's the focus of the process rather than the end game.
Well, Dan, that's all very solid advice. Dan Sheedy there, who's principal of the Tuition Centre. And just worth noting as well that Dan wants, during the exam time, everyone to finish studying at 8 o'clock. Just stand up, close your books and go out for a walk and get a good night's sleep. And I think that's probably the best bit of advice to keep yourself on track during those long couple of weeks. Dan, thank you so much once again for being with us as we head towards the Leaving Cert.